And it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it's time for Music Could Talk. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight we will be taking a very special trip down memory lane to the world and the era of old school hip hop from the 1980s. I got one of my homeboys in here that I grew up with, went to grade school with, and basically experienced that that other necessary youthful transition that you make into good music. Before I found hip-hop, I was listening to a bunch of bubblegum stuff on the radio. And, well, hip-hop and punk rock, I guess, were the two that I found very early on, thanks to some older kids and my sister. And my buddy here, Stefan. So Stefan Dimitriadis of Richmond fame. Say what's up, man.
Hello there, this is Stefan Dimitriadis, tuba, contrabass player, currently No BS Brass. Definitely come check that out. Yeah, I'm happy to be here with Carl. You know, we've been buddies since, geez.
Oh, don't put years on it, because then we give away how old we are. No, we're gonna keep it real. We're pretty old now. but we've known each other for a good 20-some years, and wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, this is really neat. I'm happy to be here. Like I said, this is so neat to be here, listening to the same records, the same copies of the records that we've had.
Yeah,
since those times, and
we started with cassette tapes.
Yeah, I was lucky at home. My parents had bought a from Sears a radio, or I guess like a stereo with a turntable and a cassette deck that had to record. So it was, you know, making those mixtapes back in the day. It was a lot of fun sharing them over there.
We used to dub stuff off of radio stations just to get the hip hop that we were looking for. And you press pause and then press record real fast when you hear it coming on. One of those songs was definitely Dougie Fresh, The Show. I remember waiting for that song to play and then pressing record on like my mom's radio.
Yeah, I remember that. The ordeal was trying to get that take without the DJ talking over the first 30 seconds, you know, the weather or, you know, a car advertisement or something. I don't know. But every now and then you get that gem where they just started it.
We actually Stefan and I went to grade school, so that's many, many years ago. And I can say for myself, I was like a little mama's boy, you know, back then. I didn't know what was up. But as I started to check out different types of music, I started to figure out who I was and or who I would be. Now, many years later, a DJ and lover of many different types of music, but back in the day, we were just checking things out. So I think, you know, we had like skateboards, and we had a little radio player that we had a tape player in the school library that we used to actually carry around on our shoulders.
It was like, I don't think they knew we ever took that thing.
Yeah, well, we took it out for a walk one time just to be B-boys.
1 + 20 times, maybe.
Yeah, down the sidewalk with a UTFO tape in the cassette deck. So anyway, we've been talking a little bit here, but we just want to give you a little foundation for what we're going to be doing tonight. Everybody out there, you can probably figure out that we're from another generation long ago, back when hip-hop was young, and we were young. And it seems to me that when hip-hop first started, it was kind of a very innocent thing in some ways. Although, you know, I mean, it was coming from an uninnocent place. I mean, the inner city. But the lyrics were like, you know, nursery rhyme compared to stuff that came later. And so growing up, like, the first hip hop was like, okay, so it's like nursery rhyme style hip hop. And then later on, it got more and more kind of, you know, darker. And as we entered the 90s.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say that part of what really hit me early on with it was the electronic sounds that were coming out, and the novelty of the scratch. And the beatbox, you know, those sounds up till when I'd heard them, you know, on pop radio, you know, you heard a lot of synths and things like that going on, and, you know, what we now call classic rock and even oldies that parents were listening to, and Greek music my father listened to. But then these scratch sounds and beatboxes and electronics, they came out, and man, I thought it was the coolest sound.
Yeah,
and that kind of hooked me in, and then the rapping. Yeah. And it seemed like music that
and
I could break do.
Breakdancing, too. You know, and then, like, that, how that tied in with, that. Like, karate yeah. films that we were watching and, like, you know, Star Wars kind of sound effects. So we're really going to throw down tonight. So do not touch that dial. It's just after 7 o'clock, and we're going to be playing all the old school jams and some kind of interesting other stuff that you probably all know about but may not have heard for a while. So what are we going to start off with, Stefan?
All right. We have the Trans-Europe Express by Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk.
Yeah, these four German guys started on experimenting with electronics. This album, it was recorded like in 1970. It says 77. Wow. I thought it was maybe a little later. But this is kind of the beginning, one of the early electronic albums that led towards the hip-hop. You'll hear a little bit of the sounds that you heard on the Africa Bambaataa Planet Rock record, which you're going to hear also. But yeah, we'll start off here with Kraftwerk, Trans-Europe Express.
Thank you. Things are hot, but nature's joking. And set a chance on this mother earth, which is our rock. The time has come, it was for soul. To show you really got soul. Are you ready? Bump, 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 get bump. Now let's go. House. Then you lift your body. You got the body rocking, posh. Bouncing house. And everybody just rocking, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop. Keep ticking and talking, working all around the clock. Everybody keep rocking and clocking and shocking and rocking. Go house. Everybody say rocking, don't stop it.
Egypt.
right. Yeah, that's Herbie Hancock with Rocket. And, you know, that's very good example of the crossover between all the different styles that were happening early in the 80s with some scratching added in there. And that was Herbie Hancock's kind of crossover hip-hop song that he did a lot more kind of technological stuff later on, but was known early on as a Blue Note legendary piano player. So he jumped into the hip-hop scene with that and probably influenced a lot of people just by hearing that scratch sound. And we also heard Egypt by Egyptian Lover. We heard Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa. And that was very heavily influenced by the Kraftwerk song that we played at the beginning, the top of the hour, Trans Europe Express. So what you got to say, Stephanie?
Yeah, well, you know, this stuff started off, our set tonight started off with the electronics. Again, those sounds were really neat. Still, even today, but listening to them in here with the monitors, it's like a party in here. It's just the two of us, though. But, you know, it was neat to hear that stuff, and it just sounded so cool to me. And then the scratch, you know, like this Herbie Hancock stuff. And, you know, it seemed like at the time that all that was on the urban radio. You know, there was the Q94 kind of, you know, the pop. And then there was this urban radio, old Kiss 96. I remember tuning into that. All these songs were on there. And so I figured, okay, well, those stations, you know, that's where I can find more of this. And so basically I just listened to Kiss 96 all the time and hoping for new stuff. So as new stuff started coming
out. Which is no longer around anymore.
yeah, I can't.
That was way back in the day, I guess.
But yeah, so it was neat to kind of grow with it because it was all new at the time. You know, and just all this new, neat sounds were happening.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, we're getting very nostalgic, but, you know, you people out there must know about this stuff already. So we're not, you know, schooling you very big time here, but we're just kind of taking a trip down memory lane. And these were the songs that we first heard, right? I mean, this...
Yeah.
Some of the first songs that we were digging. And the next one was like, just blew my mind. This one was... Especially the beatboxing. So we're going to get into a little like beatboxing focus here on the next couple songs. You want to introduce this one? What song is this?
Yeah,
here?
This next one coming up is The Show by Dougie Fresh. This one's got a little bit of that electronic thing, but again, crossing over into the beatbox and the shouting. It always seemed like Dougie Fresh was always having a party when he was recording or whatever. These albums were so in your face and just, I don't know, just loved it.
Yeah.
And still love it.
Excuse me, Daddy. Excuse me, Daddy.
Yeah. So you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR. It's 7:30. We're having a ball up in here playing all the old school tracks that first turned us on to hip hop. And Stephan, you remember how to beatbox, man?
Oh yeah. Never
Let's
forgot.
Do a WIR beatbox. We're gonna do the station ID, all right? All right. Hit it. WRIRLP
97.3. Oh my God. Oh my God. All the way to heaven.
Alright, yeah. So that's our little beatbox. Away. Old school beatbox for you. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Hit it! Oh, yeah! Yeah. La-di-da-de! La-di-da-de! La-di! La-di! You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-de. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
Right?
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition and that we create. So that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. Gave myself a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hair. Upon the cup I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you can see the bastard.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D. And that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because I'm their backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh, yeah, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. Lottie, Lottie. 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 You know what? Yo, peep this. Lottie, Lottie. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
Right?
for all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself, cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, Anna, that we create, cause that's our mission, so listen to what we say, because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning, I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning, went to the bathroom to wash up, had some soap on my face and my hand upon a cup, I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble, 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. Used to love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Chewed to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango, and then I dilly
dally.
I ran through her, I bumped into my old girl
Sally
from the
valley.
This is a girl plays hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? Just crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped up, said to me,
hi.
Look Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, sleever. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. Been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your... I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Yeah, yeah. So Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh with Lottie Dottie. And that was probably like the first song that I heard with some really hardcore beatboxing in it. And we tried to emulate those guys as youths and teach ourselves how to beatbox, although we didn't quite get it for a long time. But we made a big nuisance of ourselves in grade school, at least trying to, and lots of spittle was flown
yeah,
in various directions as we beatboxed our little young 8-year-old selves or whatever.
Yeah, I'm curious what our teachers were thinking. You know, these two little cracker white boys walking with this crazy rap
cracker
sound,
white boy,
whatever, you know, at a private school.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up definitely in the suburbs, and but, you know, we had like slam dunk hip-hop contests that were, you know, I wasn't supposed to go, but we snuck up there one time, and I think it was Magic 99 was hosting a slam dunk competition. This is one of our golden memories. Akeem Olajuwon was there.
Yeah, he was judging it. He was in a chair, all 7 feet of him sitting in a chair, and Carl sneaks up to the back and like with a pad of paper and a Sharpie. He's like, here,
hey,
and he gave it to
this.
Him. That day, it was funny because Carl got the autograph, and then we were walking around, and there were the people that worked over at Magic 99. They had those prize packs, and we kept asking, can we have one, can we have one? And they gave it to us, and in there was...
Like, what are these two kids doing here?
Two kids, I know. And we get the prize packs, and inside is a single of LL Cool J, I'm Bad, which we're going to be hearing a little bit later on. And then
and,
these T-shirts.
Oh, and... And huge Magic 99 t-shirts. Magic 99 isn't on the air anymore either, so we can say that here on WRIR LP 97.3. But we got these big, like extra large
shirts. We put them on.
Red t-shirts, and we put those on, and those were like down to our toes. And then we had these records, you know, clutching our records, watching this slam dunk competition. And then Akeem Olajuwon had a hip-hop rap record in there, too. So we're going to play that one later, too. It was sponsored by the shoe brand Etonics. But let's keep it rolling. How about it? What are we going to play next? Is more beatboxing, huh?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how we look like little red Jawas walking around the park with those double X shirts, like 10 years old.
Yo, hook my mic up, please. Make the bass come out so clear. Clear. Please. I'm asking you, KB. Ready?
Yeah, ready?
When fresh beats and rhymes collide, the result is a hop and a fat boys fight to get ready for this. We give it up, no slacks, you guessed it. The fat boys are back.
Thank you.
and you know they can never be whack. The fat boys are bad. Do you like the fat boys? Do you like the fat boys?
Make me 10 feet tall.
My dealer only bring good news, and they are not used at
Lefty, fell down.
That's his heart.
Time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what?
Nimble.
And he was
quick,
my jam.
Mass mud, faster, Jax or Jay.
A little Bo Peep, Cole lost her cheek. And Rip Van Winkle fell a hell asleep. And out of chillin' somewhere in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill bucket in his hand. His damn ass is making making out that sound. The turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Yeah, so it's almost 8 o'clock, and you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. We just heard the Beastie Boys with Brass Monkey. That was one we always try to master those lyrics. We still do. Those are some fresh lyrics.
You know, it makes me think of the days when we were over at the Golden Skate World. You know, skating around, they would play that.
Yeah, that was that was one of the other places I got a lot of exposure to kind of late 70s disco rap, disco, and early hip hop. Because you know we got sent to and invited to a lot of skate parties back then. That's where people had their birthday, was those dingy skate what do you call them, skate.
Yeah, it was just skate rink.
Skate world.
Skate world. Yeah, Golden Skate World.
Yeah.
South, I guess. You used to
that is not an endorsement.
Midlothian. Oh, that thing's been gone for forever now. But yeah, those.
But yeah, the DJs at those parties, you know, I mean, just a bunch of little kids, but they were rocking some crazy jams for us.
Yeah, and it was great because you'd be going around and they had these huge speaker boxes hanging from the ceiling, just blasting this stuff.
Yeah,
and the lights and the strobes and the disco stuff, and you know, you're going around
trying to stay up,
yeah.
Stay balanced.
Yeah, while
you know, you hear the beat and it's like, oh well, you kind of forget about your feet.
And then there'd be that occasional girl that would come by skating backwards and doing spins, and like,
yeah,
man, how does she learn all those tricks? Jeez.
Well, yeah, they were big people, and we were little people. But we all shared the same skate rink. And yeah, so cool times back then. I don't know if I'd go back, but it's interesting how hip hop has really, really, really matured and diversified. And there's all kinds of different hip hop. You were just talking about the Roots and how Razelle is doing the beatbox.
Yeah, and his level of beatboxing is amazing.
Kind of brought it back to sort of some, well, the Roots. They brought it back to the Roots with an instrumental sound. I know Black Liquid and his guest last night were talking about that too on their show, about how you know, the instrumental sound that the, you know, the local band Jazz Poet Society was doing, and as well as, you know, groups like the Roots, Infectious Organisms, remember them, they're old Richmond hip hop group. They all sort of took hip hop into this instrumental place, which was really cool. And you hear a lot of, you know, as they were saying last night on the show, I was really digging that show last night, because they were talking about how instrumental, there's a lot of live music in hip hop these days. There's a lot of bad lyrics in hip hop too, but there's a lot of good artists out there too that aren't getting the radio airplay that they should, except here on WRIR, we can say that. But we're keeping it old school tonight, and maybe in the future we'll do a 90s set. Maybe at the end of the show we'll play some early 90s hits. I definitely want to play some Pete Rock. Definitely want to play some Tribe. Definitely want to play some maybe a Nas track, because that was like the next step. And Public Enemy, man, you know, Public Enemy.
I remember riding
my bike. You know, to like summer camp, listening to Fear of a Black Planet, and just being totally immersed in that album, all the samples, all the knowledge for a young chap like me, just blew my mind. And so cinematic, that album. But we're not there yet. What do we got next? We're gonna do
We're gonna take this. All right, this is an interesting tune here. There was a little saga, if you will. UTFO.
Oh yeah,
Roxanne.
Sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you again, because and MC shouldn't do that, but yeah,
yeah, I know I'm the guest.
It's
so.
Your turn. No, it's your turn. Yeah. But I do want to say, because I'm gonna forget. You heard a little diss in Dougie Fresh's, I think the show, where he was saying this isn't the Fat Boys, This is Dougie Fresh. And, you know, those hip-hop rivalries go way back. I just, you know. So here's another one that Stefan's talking
about. Yeah, and, you know, the thing was, it was really strictly just music, though. Yeah,
it wasn't like a mean-spirited thing. It was just like kind of the spirit of a battle.
Yeah, it was like a friendly competition thing, you know. I'm sure they were great friends, and they did shows together and stuff like that those days. But, you know, there's a little musical fire there to keep people moving forward, you know, new material and stuff. You know, oh, man, did you hear what they said? Oh, man, now we got to come with some more stuff, something better. And something then, better. You know, raising the bar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and something I'll add as well, I heard a lot of segment little clips that you hear later in the 90s and even still today sampled in the modern music, like the when we're listening to Slick Rick, when he's TikTok, you don't stop, you know, using that Color Me Bad tune.
right. I mean, and so many other songs. Like, I mean, La-Di-Da-Di,
it's everywhere.
Snoop Dogg doing that one. And I mean, all these lyrics from Run DMC you hear, and you know, the Slick Rick lyrics pop up all the time, just little this type of ish happens every day. Mm-hmm. You hear that in a lot of songs. But yeah, talking about this classic rivalry here, or whatever. Oh, yeah.
The Roxanne saga. So yeah, so next thing you know, there's this electronic stuff, and then suddenly comes the Roxanne saga, where these guys, UTFO, they're kind of trying to wow this girl, Roxanne. They all kind of want to get with
fly.
Her.
She's a fly girl.
She's the fly girl, you know, and so all these guys in the crew are talking about how, hey, well, maybe she should get with me. I'm the smart one. The other guy's like, oh, I'm the athletic one. You know, and they're in the same crew. But it's kind of interesting to see how that unfolds. But what's interesting even more so is that suddenly there's a response from Roxanne later, and then the guys shoot one back.
And then there's another response.
And then there's another response. So it's back and forth.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're calling Roxanne a man. You know, the first tune they all want.
It's getting ugly.
Want to get with her, and then all of a sudden she's a man.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting.
Oh, we can't say that. Oh.
It's like Fox and the Grapes. Just no one can have her, so let's just dog her.
Yeah. And it started to get kind of tedious after a while. I mean, it was like they were only making it for their own sake. Nobody really wanted to listen to them yelling at each other after a while. But the first Roxanne, I remember, I totally memorized like at least the first verse until he starts going into the weird language, the pig Latin thing that doesn't make sense. And Roxanne will call him out on that, actually. But we're going to hear UTFO.
Yeah.
And it's Roxanne.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. Now I'm interrupting. I was going to say the funniest thing about the Roxanne, like you were saying, is got a little tedious at the end. My mother actually overheard me with these Roxanne tunes. And suddenly she's like, what's going on with this Roxanne this and Roxanne that? And it's like, Roxanne this or that. She was like, Roxanne makes her bed. Maybe she get the clue, kid, you know.
Well, as young kids, I didn't really understand the nuances of their relationship here. But there's all kinds of, you know, adult things happening in this song, too. So anyway, without further ado,
Roxanne.
UTFO.
Yo, EMD. Yeah, what's up, man? There go that girl they call Roxanne. She's all stuck up.
Why are you say that?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from the TFO. And she's so, I said, so, baby, don't you know I can sing rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning to end and to beginning. I never lose because I'm all about winning, but if I was to lose, I wouldn't be upset, cause I'm not a gambler, I don't bet, I don't be in no casino, and baby playing Nizzo, the is, the grizzly, kiss and gizzo, I thought you'd be impressive, give me devious rap, I thought I had a gun, cause I'm a sinister trap, I thought it'd be a piece of cake, but it was nothing like that, I guess that's what I keep a thinking, ain't that right, black? I thought I had it in the palm of my hand, but man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne,
Roxanne, Roxanne.
Can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man. Yo, Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she takes to my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MD will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, baby don't mind.
She thought my name was Larry. I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry my baby, she would carry. And if he had a baby, he'd name the baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say it's scary. She lives in Nairobi. Our father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, his son's a military. Back in January, or was it February? Well, every time I say this rhyme, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I've received was a pat on my back. That's what you get. It happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixmaster ICE?
Roxanne, Roxanne.
You had a rope, you thought you was Cupid. But EMD, yo, rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be strong and wish you can't resist. So educated rapper, bust this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was the debonair doctor. Said you call yourself a doctor, I said, this is true. She said, explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very good, cause I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field that Dr. McClain. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused by the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on her cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange a date.
Did you take her to the beach?
That's what we planned, but she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan.
Yo, Kango.
Yeah, what's up, girl?
I'm the real Roxanne, and I'll rock your world.
But you're all stuck up.
Well, you say that, cause I wouldn't give guys like you no rap. I was walking down the street in the afternoon. I gave you a smile, so you assumed that if you said hello, I wouldn't be flattered. But I kept walking, and your ego was shattered. I'm Roxanne, the Lady Devastator. I make you feel hotter than it is in Grenada. The R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Roxanne is who I be, and Kango King, you might be cute, but you ain't getting this cause you're much too soon. You wear that samurai sword on the side. I told all my friends and we all just died. I laughed so hard that my face turned blue. Why be an MC? You should learn Kung Fu. And by the way, if I'm such a crab, why all your girls look like scabs? First you call me a peach, the doctor wants to take me to the beach. I got a little rhyme for you each. I seen your girls, they both need at least such bow wow babies. I think they got rabies. You think you're touching me, boy, you must be crazy. You got your nerve to wanna be my man. They call me the real
Roxanne, Roxanne.
Can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Now I don't like your rap cause your rap is dead. Educated rapper, no sense in your head. So when you met me, I paid you no mind. Dictionary breath, you're one of a kind. You said your name was Gary, didn't choose to call you Barry. Didn't care if your name was Mother Matter Harry. I choose to call you Sunny, because you have a tummy. My father's not a furry, you're the one who walks with funny. Your nose is always runny, you look like Bugs Bunny. All your raps are old, ancient as a mummy. Your house is so slummy, your clothes are so bummy. But now with your hit record, all I want is your money. Educated rapper, you ain't nothing but a dummy. You try to be chummy, or you play as Jim Rummy. I bet making love to you must really be crummy. Your rap is so weak, and your face is so scary. You always find a rap like yours in any cemetery. That's what you get, cause I had enough. And that right mix master ice cream puffs.
Roxanne, Roxanne.
When I heard this record, I said, who's the producers? A group named Full Force? A bunch of losers, they're a singing group. So how should they know? Putting out records with UTFO. I'm what's happening, I know that's a fact. So UTFO, bust that. Since I'm the new girl around the block, Dr. Ice, you're the laugh of the town. You can't fool me, cause down beneath, you're a hood, a crook, a liar, a thief. I know how you operate from the start. You like to break dance and you like to break hearts. So listen up, cause I don't say this every day. Homegirl, huh, you inside a doctor plane. The only operating that you do is ripping off cars in a minute or two. You stole Larry Last Cadillac, sold it back, and kept the hubcaps. You are the one. You thought you had me wrong, but you hung yourself with your own stethoscope. You said, ooh, now what the hell was that? Your voice went high, now it sounds real whack. You called me at 9 to arrange the date. I said, meet me at the beach and don't be late.
But did you meet him at the beach?
Hells no. In the middle of December when it's 20 below, I'm the real.
Roxanne, Roxanne, I wanna be your man. Roxanne, Roxanne.
And here's our game plan.
Where's the beef? You guys can't deal it. I need a man who can make me feel it.
Another one. This is Roxanne's Revenge. It'll be the last one we play in this series. Many others.
Well, my name is Roxanne. Don't you know I just a cold rocker party and I do this show. I said I met these three guys and you know it's true. Let me tell you and explain them all to you. I met this dude with the name of a hat. I didn't even walk away. I didn't give him no rap. But then he got real mad. And he got a little tired. If he worked for me, you know he would be fired. He wears a Kango and that is cute. But he ain't got the money and he ain't got the loot. And every time that I see him, he's always a begging. And all the other girls that he's always trying to leg it. Every time that I see him, he says, around. You see, compared to me, it's weak compared to mine. Every time that I know that I am saying something fresher. In any category, I'm considered the best. And every time that I say it, there ain't nothing less. And everybody knows I will win the contest. And after that, came the educated rapper. His fingers start to snap and my hands start to clap. But every time that I feel everything he say, he rockin' to the beat and he comes with this way. He said, oh, yeah, you know your mother's, her name is Mary. And from what I heard, your father is a fairy. But every time I see him, he's saying something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fly MC. Don't never have to bite, we'll always write. I have the freshest rhyme that I do recite. And after that, and you know it's true. But let me tell you something else about the doctor too. He ain't really cute and he ain't great. He don't even know how to operate. He came up to me with some crabbish rap. But let me tell you something, don't you know it was whack. So when he came up to me, I told him to step back. He said, you call yourself an MC. I said, this is true. He said, explain to me really what MCs must be. Said, I listen very close, cause I don't say this every day. My name is Roxanne, and they call me Shante. But every time of that, I say a rhyme, a diss, a like a diss. It ain't nothing, you MCs wanna miss it. But Kango, if you think you're cute, you think it's alright. That's why you said it in a language so y'all wouldn't have to bite. You started talking big Latin, didn't make no sense. You thought you was cute, yeah, you thought you was a prince. You're walking down the block cause I'm the one you're gonna clock. And everybody knows that you're all on my yacht. I'm just a devastating, always rocking, always have the block that's pocket. Everybody knows it's me, the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Everyone knows I am fresher, any glad or glory better. Every time I start to write it, everyone is system. But every time I do it, yeah, you know it is a mirror. On the beat, as you can see. So the UCFO crew, you know what you can do. Let me tell y'all one for me, and then I'll tell y'all one for you. And every time you say a rhyme, it's just a like a this a. It ain't nothing that I don't want to miss a. And if you think it's right and I'm biting your beat, well then you just better know and listen to me. Because my name is Roxanna and I came to say I rock it to the beat and I do it this way. I'm conceited, never beat it, never heard of defeated. I rock it to the beat and you know it is a me. The R-O-X-A-N-N-E. And if you want to play a little game for me, let me show you what you can do, baby. Cause with a twist of my cheek and a twist of my wrist, I have all the guys dropping down like this. Yeah, I am fly, and you must admit, but everybody knows I don't go for it. So if you're trying to be cute and you're trying to be fine, you need to cut it out cause it's all in your mind. Trying to be like me, yeah, it is very hard to think you are God, but you do eat a lot. Trying to be cute and you're trying to be fly. Don't you know you wish you could be my guy? So I could take you home, make you relax. And everybody knows that you're out there trying to text. Like corn on the car, you're always trying to rob. You need to be out there looking for a job. Yeah, you're trying to meet and talk about Roxanne. But let me let you know, you're not a real man. Cause a Roxanne needs a man, and yes, someone fresh who always dressed. Someone, yes, who will never fess. And then I'll say, yeah, forget the rest. You gotta be cute and you're trying to be fly. But all you wanna be is rock.
Everybody knows how the story goes. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts or suppose. No coke up your nose, no dope in your vein. And then it won't cause no kind of pain. But yet and still, you're trying to be fly. I asked you a question, I wanna know why. Why'd you have to make a record about me? The R-O-S-A-N-N-E.
Pretty bad, pretty bad. So all kinds of different versions. Sound like she was getting a little tired, a little hoarse at the end there. But man, putting so much heart into it. Really, really trying to punch hard with that one. But I think the real Roxanne, the flip side of Roxanne, they actually put that her response on the B side of the original Roxanne. And there's a whole story that you can read along in your book on Wikipedia about the Roxanne Wars. but I like the second one. I like Roxanne's the real Roxanne. I like that one. But UTFO, great group there, and you know, really really entertaining, especially when it came out. Really cool stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to, you know, this girl comes back with the response.
Yeah, and I mean that. she had a. Really, like a teeny little voice, but like was yelling so hard she went hoarse by the end of the track.
Right, you hear it getting scratchy at the end. Voice.
And I mean, those beats are so basic. Obviously, hip hop is so much more complex and musical these days, but back then it really was the boom bap, and those old school styles. You know, the flow definitely so old school on those last couple tracks. Do we want to make a transition into the Cruise?
Yeah, we're talking about the Crew, you know, how these guys were, you know, a team of people, you know, the Run B-boys. DMC, you know, those three guys, and then Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew, and you know, this whole thing, this whole family crew kind of thing, you know, a bunch of guys would
Furious
be
Furious Five,
yeah,
Nucleus,
you know, and now, you know, looking back, I was like, wow, that was, they were like a band, you know, and they each had a distinct tone, you know, some of those guys were.
Treacherous,
you know,
Three.
Happy-go-lucky guy. Then you had the other guy. But, you know, they had their distinct tone, their personality, I think. And I thought that was neat.
Yeah,
I still think that's neat. You know, hear each different rendition of some topic or whatever. And
yeah, and I mean,
it's kind of neat like that.
As far as I know, and I don't really know, you know, as much as I should, but, you know, all these crews were coming from different parts of different neighborhoods. And, you know, there were real showdowns, lyrical showdowns, breakdancing showdowns, and you know, KRS-One later formulated his hip-hop theory, which would have the pillars of hip-hop being, you know, graffiti and b-boy, breakdancing, rhyming, and several other things that I'm probably forgetting. But you, you know, and the quote from KRS-One was, you don't do hip-hop, you are hip-hop. But these crews were all kind of trying to be unique and different. And up next, we're going to play Nucleus, which was an old school, a very famous breakdance track.
Yeah, this one, this particular copy that's here on this turntable is the first 12-inch single that I bought. I might have cleaned a bunch of cars and got allowance money or something. I don't know how I ended up with that, but I remember getting old Peaches over there in Midlothian. Yeah, it was my first one. And I was so excited. Yeah, bought a record, and it's neat. But yeah, this one here, especially here, these, you know, distinct personalities, their tone and their voice. And I thought this was the coolest thing when it came out. Must have been probably before I met you, like second grade or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I wanted to take a second to give a shout out to an old friend that we don't have here. He lives in Washington now, Markeith Rowley. He was a friend of mine over there in the apartments where we used to live, and he was my urban connection. Because I say that because I was a little blonde-haired Greek cracker, you know, and Markeith had...
Shouldn't say cracker. You shouldn't say that.
Keebler.
There you go.
So, but yeah, I was that kid, and, you know, Markeith had the connection, and his father, I don't know if you remember, his dad had the Kangol and drove the white Camaro You know, smooth guy, smooth dresser and all that.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, he was really cool. But anyway, and then Mark Heath always knew where to get these things, and you know, he was more connected. And,
yeah.
You know, and I just remember him. He'd always call him, "Hey, I got this new tape." Oh, and I would copy it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then take it to Carl. Similar. Hey, check it out. Oh yeah.
School friends that definitely schooled me, and gave me the real deal on a tape or later on in high school a CD. But yeah, of course. And shout out to Jason, who had that Houdini tape for years and years in his tape player at home. He actually had a robot, remote control robot, that had a tape player in it that you could put that Houdini tape in, and it would do you know, Dance to Friends or 5 minutes of Funk or whatever, and like bump into things while it was playing.
funny story about that robot thing. I've totally forgotten about that. But then meanwhile, over on my end there, I have a younger sister, D, and she got the Teddy Ruxpin doll. And you remember we would take
Shout out to D.
Yeah, what up, D? That Teddy Ruxpin, and we put that Fat Boys tape in there.
Was a bear, if you guys don't know. Ruxpin was a bear.
Yeah, anyone, you know, 30 and older will probably remember that. But yeah,
cute little innocent bear who just transformed into this, you know, hardcore MC by just putting the tape in his belly tape cassette.
Drill into the Fat Boys, Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. A little bear gesticulating and everything. Very slowly.
Man.
So why don't we do the Nucleus, the wiki?
Cool. All right, yeah. So yeah. Next
everybody
up
out
here.
There, get your mats out.
Yep, this is Jam On It by Nucleus.
Yeah.
So I made up my mind just what to do, and I joined with the Jam On production crew. So go crazy, go crazy, don't let your body be lazy. I said don't stop the body rock till your eyesight starts to get hazy. Clean out your ears and you open your eye. If you wanna hear the music, just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn, cause Cosmo's taking his turn to burn.
Take the C and O and the C, then you add M-O and a freaking D, add a funky beat, and then what do you see?
yo. Rock that, yo. Rock on and don't you dare stop. You rock this, rock that, and that's a fact. Cause the Jam On crew will rock your body right back. Rock a steam locomotive right off the track. And the whole wide world of funk attack. To the beat, yo, get down. Let me rock it to the rhythm of the funky sound. From hill to hill, from Z to Z. And when Jam On's rocking, everybody screams. Jam On it. Jam On and on and on and on it. And if you're feeling like you want to dance all night, then go on ahead and blow it. Cause jamming on is what we do best. It's what separates us from the rest. And if you don't think our crew's down for real, let me tell you what happened to the Man of Steel.
Say what? You a Scorpio just like me. And I like to let you know that I'm nasty. If you give me the chance, would you fly, girl? I bet you any amount of money I can rock your world. Because when I'm in the mood to get things done, the hotel is the place we can have big fun. And if it doesn't sound right and you don't agree, let's go to my house because I got the key. I don't have a water bed and the reason's why, because it's not necessary, don't need to lie. So if you want to be my girl, you must come correct. And you might be the girl that I would select. Because I'm the heavens above, but known to be the prince love. When it comes to meeting me, you do have to show.
Your phone, I'm gonna request a line.
the request line.
Hi, my name is Irene, and I'm calling from Chilltown, J.C. I'd like to speak to one of the Dynamic Three.
Yes, MBG.
Hello, MBG, on your request line. Hey, pretty lady, would you like to be mine? Come walk with me, I'll do you no harm. But hypnotize you with my love and charm. But if you're okay, is a problem, I'll do better than that. I'll shuffle you around in my Cadillac. Cause I'm a Grand Prix, I'm a masterpiece. When I sweet talk your baby, I just won't. I drive the young women as fly as they can be. Fuck me, I make money, drive fancy cars, live in a mansion, eat caviar. But I have a dream with big success with you, baby, and I don't want no legs. So don't try to play like a CD roll, because the wing on my eye will control your soul.
You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is Musical Talk. And that was George Kranz from Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo, Din Dada. That's another one that's been sampled many times. And I'm here with my friend Stefan. We grew up listening to all this old school stuff, I guess. I guess that makes us cool somehow. I don't know.
Well, we tried real hard.
Yeah, we tried real hard to be cool little hip-hop kids with bowl cuts.
and skateboards.
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being a fool.
We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers. But in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time. Or else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It couldn't last longer, cause it started out strong. But I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end. Because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and your girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own.
But as she shook your hand, she stole your man. And it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies.
You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad he's gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie.
And now you're kinda cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
So we definitely don't have enough time to do everything, I mean, at all. There's just so many different directions we could take this, and we haven't even taken it really in that many directions.
No, we're just here brainstorming, yeah. Like, where should we take, and we're like, man, there's just not enough time to do all of this.
Yeah, we've been...
There will be a part two.
Yeah, there definitely will be a part two, and three and four maybe. But, you know, I can't really very well turn my regular radio show into a hip-hop show, but every once in a while I think we're gonna have to do hip-hop, because I don't really play a lot of it. Well, I do, I can't say I don't, but the old stuff, it's good to hear that too. And of course, Christian with This Modern Beat, he does a lot of great hip-hop. There's a great hip-hop show on WIR, and as well Black Liquid's show on Saturday nights, late Saturday, early Sunday. So there's all kinds of good shows on WIR, but we're just trying to do our thing here and basically enjoy the music that introduced us to the whole world of hip-hop through these early songs. In the background, you're hearing Harold Faltermeyer from Beverly Hills Cop, Shootout, Eddie Murphy classic. And up next we got Curtis
Palm for No Banana and Tailpipe.
We got Curtis Blow up next with 8 Million Stories.
There are 8 million stories in a naked city. Stories in a nick.
wicked city. Some ice cold, dirt without pity. About the mean streets and the ghetto cultures. The pimps, the pushers, the sharks, the oceans. The things that happen when it reaches dark. And all the things you hear about tend to par. You got to be down and got to have strength if you're gonna survive past 110. It ain't no thing when blood is spilled, but the emergency war is capacity filled. And nothing ever comes as a big surprise. In the naked city, never closes its eyes. A new story for every day, told 1,000 different ways. That's how it is and that's how it goes. The city with the 86 big O's. New York, you know, this is a crazy city, man. Word. Skyscrapers, everything. And you just never know who you might meet in this town. Yo, there go my homeboys, right there in the street.
What's up, man? What's the deal, man?
What's up, girl? How you feeling, man?
What's up, Ryan? What's up, man?
Yo. Yo, I heard you got some records come out, man.
Yeah, man, it's called 8 Million Stories, man.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I need some help, though, man. Why don't y'all help me rhyme, you know?
Word, I got it.
No problem.
A young girl seen her be gaining weight. Her parents all thought it was the food she ate. The attitudes were all la-di-da-di. But little did they know there was a baby in the body. She tried to hide it, but they'll soon know. Cause sooner or later, the baby's gotta show. Can a daddy just accept that as a fact that it wasn't the meals, that it was too fast?
Then there's another girl, her name is Vicky. The girl is fine, but sure enough tricky. Vicky's fine, but then she's not very kind. She'll lay you down and then she'll rob you blind. You wake up in the morning and you're feeling blue. Because Vicky is gone and your money is too. She's more sinister than Peter Lorre. And this is just two of 8 million stories.
All right, up next, we're going to play that special 12-inch that we got at that slam dunk contest with Akeem Olajuwon.
The Unbeatable Dream. I was going to say something about that particular tune, that Curtis Blow, real fast here, because we're running out of time. But, you know, there's a lost culture, kind of. You know, I just started thinking about, you know, back taking those massive boomboxes. I had a small one. I didn't have the ones like you saw on Crush Groove or anything, but, you know, you'd have to get 8D
right
batteries,
thing.
You know, spend $40 on batteries, and it would only run for an hour. But, man, the sound, the bass coming out of those things were like 300 watts or something, portable.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, and just having that, boom, man.
Yeah, 8D batteries.
Now it's like iPods and headphones. Like, oh, man. Yeah. Some of these kids these days never got to experience a portable boombox. Boom.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, yeah.
And the cassettes and stuff like that, you know, tape collection, like a prize collection, man.
Yeah, you know? And you got to rewind them, too.
Yeah, now it's
touch
and go, but yeah. I'm looking at this Akeem Olajuwon record, the freebie that we got as we infiltrated the slam dunk contest for the autograph.
Promo. Hit it.
Unbeatable.
willing to work it out. Three stones from the sun, we need a piece of this rock. Indestructible soul, answers to this prison, to the brothers in the street,
school,
and the prison. History shouldn't be a mystery, our story's real history, not
this story.
We gonna work it out one day till we all
get paid
the right way in full. No bull talking, no walking, driving, arriving, and styling. Tell them soon you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
One day the brothers gonna work it out.
So we're almost out of time. We're going to finish out with a edited version of Nas, Memory Lane. And thanks for coming in, Stefan. I really appreciate it.
Man, I had a great time reminiscing Memory Lane. And yeah, we should definitely do another one.
Yep, yep.
Definitely.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
It's word. Huff that up. It's, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a little something like this, you know what I'm saying?
Stay up on this.
Keep it on and on and on and on and, you know what I'm saying? Big Nas. Grand Wizard,
oh,
what is it
like?
Know what I'm saying? Yo, gang.
I rap for listeners, melon heads, fly ladies, and prisoners, Hennessy holders, and old school niggas. Then I be dissing the unofficials that mo woolly tie. I dropped out of coolie high, gas the vibe, coquette, cutie pie, jungle survivor, up roof the lava. My man put the battery in my back, a difference for managers. A sentence begins to dent it. With formality, moderation's infinite. Money wise, a physiology. Poetry, that's a part of me. Retardedly bop, I dropped the ancient manifested hip hop. Straight off the block, I reminisce of park jams. My man was shot for a sheep coat. Chocolate blessing, make me see him dropping my weed smoke. It's real, grew up in tripe life. The times of white lines, the high fives, murderous night times, the night fights and bright crimes. Chill on the block with Carniac, cold strap. With my beef that's in the drug money market interact. No sign of the beast and a blue Chrysler. I guess that means peace. From the end, no shice device to just snipe ya. Start off the dice, roll the match for crap to CeeLo. What's our bet? So roll the dudes, nothing below.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. Now this shit's explained. I'm taking the guineas on a trip straight through memory lane. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
It's like that.
Check that prognosis, is it real or showbiz? My window faces, shootouts, drug overdoses. Live amongst the roses, only the drama. For real, a nickel plate is my fate. My medicine is the dish, now is my basis. My razor embraces many faces. Your telephone blow, black stitches of patulaces. People's a petrol, dramatic, automatic, fofo. I let blow and back down popo when I'm vexed. So my pen taps the paper, then my brain's blank. I see dark streets hustling brothers who keep the same rank. Pumping for something, some are prosperous or fail. Judges hanging again, drunk.
local fat cat that took his name. Maybell ranks blacks of face cream. About Supreme Team of Jamaica Queens thing. Uptown was outpost, son. Heard he was kingpin, yo. Most rappers rare, watch the herbs stand still. Never talking to snakes, cause the words a man kill. True in the game, as long as blood is blue in my vein. I pour my Heineken brew to my deceased crew in memory lane.